So all of these trees I have, I realize all these avocado trees, I realize that I want to put them into FIPS-like sustainable buildings, completely green buildings in every neighborhood. So all of these FIPS-like sustainable greenhouses would have avocado trees. They would have mango trees. They would have tomatoes, cucumbers, salad, squash. Pecan trees. They would have the most nutrient dense fruits, vegetables, and grains. That we ever saw on the planet. They would be packed with the most nutrient dense foods to feed all the people in the neighborhoods. And everyone would help sustain it. That would be their job. That's all they had to do. They had to work together to sustain their food. That's all they had to do. And I realized thinking about this earlier that if everyone was only doing that, then the building supplies, the building materials, the roads, all of that wouldn't exist. Because everyone would be just focusing on their food. And I mean, that's how things used to be. So you would start this way. And then people would learn how to take care of all of their own food. And then they would start to build homes again with the earth's materials. And they wouldn't need all of that other stuff. Because we would all come back. We would come back to our source. We would come back to our own sense of self-sufficiency, self-efficient. And we would have community. So this is how we reverse what's going on right now. Us getting so far away from being sustainable. We go from what we are now to sustainable green housing. To everyone learns how to farm like that. And farm the most important nutrient-dense foods. And then they learn to do that on their own land. And in the meantime, I suppose people are going to have to figure out how to build their houses. So that could be added into that. That people are learning how to do food and housing. And as they feel comfortable, they go and build their own home. And everyone can keep with the communal gardening. As long as the building is still structurally sound. And they learn. How to grow underground. So that the temperatures don't matter so much. What to grow underground. So that if we needed to be sustainable underground, we could do that. Because perhaps they live in a colder climate. And they need to be able to do things underground so they have food year round. That's sustainability. Teaching people that wherever they live, They live with the climate. Instead of making the climate live with them by changing the temperature inside their homes. We stop trying to change everything around us and work with nature, blend with nature, flow with nature. And in the wintertime, we live above ground in colder climates. In the summertime, we live more below ground. Or at least we sleep below ground if we want to, if we think we need AC. Sleep below ground. Even in the winter, people can sleep below ground. It's good for us to sleep in lower temperatures. It's healthy. That's the way to live. Flowing with nature. We'll get there. I'm hopeful.